7. Killian.
You look like shit. Killian didn't answer, only poked at the fire with a stick as High Lady Darina Falorn sat on the ground next to him. Since the battle had ended, they'd both been charged with chasing down what remained of the Darren army. But he'd had little chance to talk to the woman who'd been responsible for most of his training, who, more than any other, had stood as his mentor, and who had saved his ass arriving at Alder's Ford with her army right as his lines were being overrun by Rufina's forces.
Sonia tells me you aren't sleeping.
Didn't realize you two had met.
His voice was raspy, and he coughed to clear it, melted snowflakes dripping down the sides of his face.
I hired all of Malahai's former guards, since you seem content to abandon them,
Darina answered.
But Sonia has chosen to remain as your lieutenant.
If she wants to keep the job, she needs to mind her own business.
She's worried about you, so perhaps don't be an ass.
Darina held her hands over the fire.
She thought I might be able to talk you into seeing sense.
I told her that would be hard given that you're devoid of the quality, but she's a persistent one.
Am I to assume this is about the girl?
Which one?
He gave a violent poke at the fire, sending sparks flying and thinking of Berkula.
I seem to be in the habit of getting the girls I'm supposed to protect killed.
Lydia,
Darina said, isn't dead.
It's a matter of time.
Killian flung the stick aside, wishing he had something to drink, but supplies in the Royal Army camp were lacking.
There are fewer than 100 healers left in all of Mutamora, and you know as well as I do that Sarek has no compunction against using them hard.
Then why didn't you stop them from taking her?
The smoke shifted to blow into his eyes, and he closed them against the sting. As he did, a vision of Lydia on horseback filled them, of her mouth forming the words,
"I choose this,"
then of her turning her back and riding away.
"She asked me not to."
"Then she has chosen her fate."
"She didn't have a choice,"
he snapped.
"She knew what it would mean for me to fight her free. And she sacrificed herself to keep me from doing it. To protect me."
"You always did have a way with the ladies."
Anger flushed through him, and he rounded on her.
"You think this is something to jest about, Darina? Something to make light of?"
He broke off, but he couldn't silence the words within his own head.
"I love her."
The High Lady of House Falorn regarded him with steady green eyes, strands of midnight hair framing her pale face. She wore her armor, snow piling in little peaks on her silvered shoulders, sword resting across her lap. Marked by Trimmon as surely as he was himself. The one person who should understand.
"Do you truly believe that the only reason Lydia went with Quindor was to protect you?"
she asked.
"Hegiria chose to mark her, Killian. And the gods' choices are not at random. Has it occurred to you that this might be the fate she wants?"
He looked away, unable to stop images of Lydia healing orphaned children in the sewers beneath Mudaire from crossing through his mind. Her unwillingness to let any of them suffer while she had the strength to save them. Hegiria had chosen well when she'd chosen Lydia. But it was the men in power around her whom Killian feared.
"She was marked to serve the followers of the Six,"
Darina said softly.
"As were you. And I know it grieves you that her path is not at your side, but that doesn't mean you stop walking. Sarek has put you in a position where you can truly make a difference to Mutamora. Don't squander it."
Before he could answer, a group of armed soldiers approached the fire, their ranks parting to reveal King Sarek himself. It was the first time Killian had seen the man since he'd offered Killian the opportunity to follow in his father's footsteps and command the royal army. It had been his dream since he was a child, but he wished it were under the rule of a different king or queen. Darina rose, and Killian joined her, bowing low.
"You've both served Mutamora well,"
Sarek said.
"The Darren army is little more than corpses on the ground, and those who remain alive flee back across the wall. The war is won."
"It doesn't feel won,"
Clearing his throat, Killian said,
I'd like to take 500 men and press into Darren territory, Your Grace. For Rufina to have brought so many men across the Lyra Taurus suggests they have a Xenthier stem at their disposal, and we need to secure it lest she bring more men to make another attempt.
With 30,000 dead, I think not even that witch capable of rallying another host so soon,
Sarek answered.
And we've more pressing concerns.
How anything could be more pressing, Killian didn't know.
Your Grace, Anukastre has taken advantage of our distraction, and their raiders successfully stole a great deal of gold from one of our mines,
Sarek interrupted.
500 men you will have, but it will be to lead south to put an end to the raiders.
Killian stared at him.
You want me to protect your gold mines?
Gold mines that sat along the southern border between Mudamora and Anukastre, which meant they were about as far from Mudare and Lydia as one could get.
Mudamora's gold mines,
Sarek answered, his face devoid of expression.
And it is gold that the kingdom sorely needs to rebuild. Unlike the remaining rabble of the Darren army, the Anuk are a true threat, which means I must send my strongest to meet them with force.
But
the gods chose me to rule this kingdom, Lord Calorian, and to lead its marked. Select your forces and do it quickly, because at dawn, you ride for the ruinous stronghold of Rotan.